A word for you from Matthew chapter 18, verses 2 and 3. Then Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." This is one of the most profound and important illustrations that Jesus uses, and it is recorded, inspired by the Holy Spirit, by Matthew here, and also in one or two other Gospels. Matthew probably was even one of those disciples who had come to the Lord Jesus saying, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" When Matthew was still carnally minded, that's how he thought, along with the other disciples. And even when Jesus was on the way to the cross, they were sidetracked completely by their own importance. And yet Jesus was not looking at that. And he showed them in many different ways, not just in this illustration, how the important one is the one who is the least, the one who goes down, the one who washes others' feet. And so, in answer to their question, Jesus, perhaps thinking not just of them, but of disciples through the ages to come, including us, gave a wonderful answer. And yet, it's also a shocking answer. We would have thought that a really profound theological enlightenment should come now. But instead, Jesus takes a little child out of the crowd and sets him in the midst of them. Now that little child probably didn't speak a word. He happened to be interested in listening to Jesus. He wasn't speaking like the disciples were speaking. And Jesus says here, "Assuredly." In other words, "I say to you, verily, verily," it says in older versions. You can believe that this is the utmost truth, my disciples, that unless you are converted and become as little children. But looking at the first part, unless you are converted, it means a complete change. It means a mindset and a heart set that is utterly different to the way the disciples were acting. For them, in verse 1, what mattered was not so much Jesus, but who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. A little child doesn't think like that. And so Jesus says, you need to experience a miracle. You need to be changed. You need to repent. You need to be converted. Is that the case with you?